All right, there you go. So this is Hermione, is that right?
Hermine.
Oh, I won't say Hermione. Hermine, huh?
Hermione.
Have you ever known anybody named Hermine?
No.
I've heard of an Hermione. Hermione Gingold.
Yeah, but the thing was Hermione Gingold.
I mean, well, what are you saying?
Well, you're saying Hermione.
Oh, okay, but
that's and humble.
Yeah, well, I meant to say Hermione.
But it's uh-huh. neither of those.
It's Hermine.
Hermine.
Oh, Hermine with an E. Okay.
It's like those little animals you make coats out of, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, if you go ahead and stretch it out there, Hermine. Well, I don't care what they call it. If it'll just come on over here and give us some rain, that'd be an all right thing, I believe. So we'll see how all that works. Had good numbers, though, on those chances of rain, in case you didn't hear that.
We got 70% tomorrow?
Well, we've got 40 today, 50 tomorrow, tonight, 70 tomorrow. And they're saying fat rain tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Obese rain tomorrow.
Wow.
50-50 on Tuesday night and Wednesday. So go ahead and spread that fertilizer or chemicals out.
I already did that. Yep.
Well, then, good. You can come to my house and do it.
That's right.
Maybe a shiny new nickel in it for you.
I had people do it. I didn't do it. I had people do it. So.
Shiny oh.
new nickel.
Yeah, so there. Just in time for the rain.
That's good. Chase, big spender.
I'm telling you, get out of my way, buddy.
So, let me see what happens.
Careful, you're about to hit them britches up to your chin there.
So. Congress about to go back in session. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that'll be fine.
More than half a dozen Tea Party candidates that have won the GOP Senate primaries in November could actually make things worse in Congress, according to several folks, but the Wall Street Journal did a story on it, that many of those candidates are running on the promise to transform the way Washington works. I don't know if y'all have ever heard that before. That's a catchy kind of phrase,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we hear it every 2 years.
Yeah, forgive me if I'm like skeptical.
That. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But the deal is the Senate is certainly, that is a place where one person could have a tremendous impact, as opposed to a new member of the House, just because of the way the Senate works. You know, all it takes is one cantankerous senator to dig their heels into the carpet, and they're going to slow things down. Because the whole idea is that there's some sort of reciprocity here. You get to say your say, I get to say my say, and either one of us can kind of bring the whole thing to a screeching halt. So we'll see. And again, this is where they feel like the lack of bipartisanship that we've been talking about for a long time could really show up. You know, they say that the House is the cup and the Senate is the saucer. They're the ones mm-hmm. who kind of protect the craziness that those 435 over there do. So,
but how do you transform the way Congress works? I mean,
you introduce another party besides the two that we have.
Good idea.
You know, could introduce term limits.
Yeah.
Introduce new people to get elected.
Yeah. Term limits probably is singularly the most important thing that you could do. And, of course, I know they'll be voting that in.
Oh, yes, because after all, they would have to be the ones to vote it in.
Yeah, yeah. How about if we have a referendum on that? How about a binding referendum?
Well, what you'd have to do to ensure that term limits happen is you would have to have a constitutional amendment.
Yep, you would.
And it's not likely, since it would have to pass both houses and then still go to the states.
Right, and you got to do it 3/4 of the states to do that?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds of the states. I mean,
it is 3/4 of the states and 2/3 of both houses.
It's mm-hmm. a difficult thing. And we discussed it on the immigration deal a couple of weeks ago, the chore that it is to make a change to our Constitution.
But, well, the problem is that congressmen and women, they don't have a singular boss. The taxpayers are their boss. Mm. Whereas, like, if a company transforms the way they operate, they got a boss that can, you know, put out new policies or have a meeting in the meeting room.
Or an executive committee that'll
do
that. Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and say, okay, we're going to do things different now, you know, starting tomorrow.
And as we've said,
you just can't do that in Congress.
And as we've said before, polls show that while the overall opinion of Congress is low, when you go to individual districts, most districts are pleased with my guy. So
sure.
my guy or gal is just peachy keen.
It's
but it's
those
everyone,
crooks.
It's everyone else that's the problem.
If we get rid of those crooks.
Which tells me, you know, you could go on and go to, you know, Charlie Rangel's district, and I'm sure everybody would just think he was the bee's knees. So.
Jefferson over in Louisiana,
sure.
who had that money in his freezer, he got reelected. We got Eddie Bernice Johnson, you know.
Right.
Well, now she paid her money
she
back.
She paid her money back.
So you be nice
she,
there.
She didn't know that that was her grandkids that were getting that government money. The names just sounded familiar to her. Yeah. Yeah, say your grandkids' names to any grandparent. They're mostly going to remember them. They probably would be able to attach a face to the name, but Eddie Bernice is busy, I know. Larry Sabato, he's the political guru over there at the University of Virginia. He's released his analysis forecasting that Republicans likely to gain control of the House by winning as many as 47 seats. He also predicted Democrats are likely to lose 8 or 9 in the Senate and lose 8 governorships. That's fairly significant. Those are pretty big numbers. So that's what Sabato says. We'll see how all that stuff works out. And today, the president, let me see, where is the president? The president is in Milwaukee today because it's Labor Day. And this means, you know.
He's laboring?
Sure.
He's in labor?
No. Wouldn't say he's there.
He's not in the pickup truck, is he?
We already did that one once today. But, yeah, he's going to be there. I believe to deliver an address that he wants Congress to dredge up some more money for the states. That's a shock, isn't it? This is going to be an infrastructure bill. He thinks bridges and roads and railroads and things like that need to be kind of updated a little bit.
I heard what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Apparently, the Romster is the one who's been toting this.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. You know,
thought you were talking about Romney, who we haven't heard from at all.
No, the former car czar has a new book out. I know what the guy's name is, but he released his book, and the juicy quotes came out Friday. Now, why you're rolling that out on the Friday before Labor Day, I don't know, but he did anyway. He rolls that out, and apparently we found out that Rahm Emanuel is profane. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, well, never knew.
Yeah, that's a shock. Anyhow. Now, remember we told you last week that they redid the Oval Office while the president was gone?
Yeah, with little sayings in the rug, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a problem with one of those sayings.
Not a misspell.
No, it's not a typo, so to speak. It'd be a thredo, I guess, in that case.
A thredo.
Yeah, or a weevo. Uh-huh. Now, the idea was that there were going to be quotes in the rug, okay, from Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Not so fast. There is a quote that has been wove into the carpet that says, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." Okay.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It does. It's a nice.
It sounds very nice.
Wonderful. And it was.
Might use that.
And it was a tribute.
It's like a BBB.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Put it on my tombstone.
Yeah. And it was attributed to Martin Luther King Jr.
Did he say it?
He said it, but he wasn't the first.
He was quoting someone else.
That's exactly right. Yep. He was quoting.
We need new researchers.
That's the thing is
in the carpet factory. Yeah.
Dr. King freely told people that he never tried to say that it was his quote.
No, I wasn't. I was never implying it
was.
But somebody didn't.
Guy's name was Theodore Parker. And you know that doesn't.
What sounds better?
Yeah,
Dr. Martin Luther King or Ted Parker?
Yeah. Ted was an abolitionist.
With all due respect to Ted Parker, the Ted Parkers of the world, Ted Parker sounds like
mechanic. I
don't want to besmirch any trade.
Oh, okay.
He sounds like some.
You said besmirch again. I'm gonna
yes.
Second time.
No, that's great. Yeah. I like it. It's a chase word. Okay.
Ted Parker sounds like some dude that he's between jobs right now.
Yeah.
He and his wife are having issues and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it sounds more like that wild fraternity brother he used to have.
Well,
your old Ted Parker.
But then he was known as the Tedster.
Yeah. That's right.
So actually, Ted said it, right?
But Ted was an okay dude. Ted was a Unitarian minister and an abolitionist. Well, and
good for him.
He spoke a lot about ending slavery. The only thing is, he died in 1860. And it was a century later during the Civil Rights Movement when Dr. King, who did admire Ted, or Theodore, quoted him in speeches and marches. Often he would ask in refrain, "How long? Not long." And he would finish in a flourish by saying, "Not long, because the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." So...
Can we get a new weave there? I mean, underneath it says, via Ted Parker. Well,
at least get a floor rug.
Yeah.
Covered up.
I was thinking duct tape. You could put some athletic tape and write Ted Parker with an arrow pointing toward the quote.
In Sharpie?
Yeah, that would look good. So, anyway, so they...
Go in there with your razor now.
Yeah, cutting that out.
Cutting that swatch out.
And once again, so, as Tom pointed out, research a little bit dicey.
Yeah.
And again, who are you paying for that? I mean,
exactly.
Shouldn't somebody look into that?
Who are we paying for that?